As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Heading into the 4 o'clock hour here on Gwynn and Chris. Chrisillo, Tony Gwynn Jr., Idol today. Matt Scraby alongside in the Odyssey Palace. Oh, my God, Scraby, I can't contain myself.
The 1 hour.
Home Run Derby is just an hour away.
1 hour remaining,
Padres ease into the All-Star break. Stumble into the All-Star break is probably more like it. 50-49. Game over 500. I was looking at the Padres to just see how 500 they really are. Talked about how they're one game over 500 at home. They're even on the road. They're 10-12 in one-run games. They're two games over in the day, one game under in the night. They're one game under on grass. They're two games over on turf. They're three games over against righties, two games under against lefties. Just every category screams 500. There's one division, though, that the Padres have a winning record against in the National League. It's not this division. They're under 500 in the West.
The Central?
They're also under 500 in the East.
So it's the Central.
Yeah, they're 14-8 against the Central. American League record, they're 11-12. They're under 500 there.
And the American League Central is not very good.
Well, no, in the American League overall is what I mean.
Ah.
In the whole American League, they're 11-12. They start the second half in Cleveland, then in Washington, which should be, yeah, I hope it's, you know, give me some. Those are some fireworks I don't mind watching.
The fighting fireworks.
Yeah, some scraps.
You know there's going to be something.
I would think.
Because everybody
Mike Schilt
seems
says
to be
he's
very
not going to start it, but he sure will finish it.
Doesn't we'll see if need he to come something. From Mike Schilt, does it?
See if he starts something. So you got Cleveland, D.C., and then you got Baltimore. And then when you get home, Dodgers, first two games here. So, you know, it's a tough little stretch coming up for the Friars. All right, Scraby and I will finish up our countdown of the top two, I guess we had left, most surprising teams in baseball. But I want to spend a little more time on it So we got people waiting on hold right now to play Chris versus the fans.
Okay.
So I'm going to get to those fine people who now have a chance to be qualified for a trip to Rio, Las Vegas. It includes a two-night stay, dinner for two, and a day bed at the Rio pool. Exactly what is a day bed? It's really not much of a bed, is it? It's more of just a...
I think it's like a lounge chair.
A lounge pillow that's large.
That you do during the day?
Yeah.
That you fall asleep on during the day, maybe?
Normally, yes. So I guess that's why they call it a day bed. The Rio Las Vegas is back, baby. New ownership, newly remodeled rooms, four sparkling new pools, and a brand new food hall. It's all ready for you now. And your next Vegas escape, beyond the unexpected, beyond the strip, beyond your wildest dreams. Rio Las Vegas, the rhythm of Vegas. Book now at riolasvegas.com.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, you have to make it through three questions. Each question is going to get more difficult as we go along. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong, then Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you are a first-time player, what was that? Then let us know before we get into it, and you will get the first question for free today. Chris just wiping the floor with everyone last week.
I got something big.
Oh.
Just came down.
Oh, gosh. What?
Posted no more than a few hours ago.
This better be big.
This is.
What is it?
Good Morning Football.
Oh, God. I don't even want to talk about it.
Is officially set to return.
Officially?
Officially set to return to the NFL Network. Only this time with more content than ever.
I saw this morning. I don't.
What is that? More content than ever. What are you going to just jam more stuff in? What are you going to do?
I've watched that Good Morning Football show for years ago.
Yeah.
And it was good, I don't know, 5 years ago. I don't know how many people are clicking on Good Morning Football in the morning.
Evidently not many. They took it off the air, but they're bringing it back with more content than ever. Starting July. They got 2 weeks to get all that content ready.
Yeah, they had to go on hiatus for some reason. I don't know.
Because it wasn't good. Okay. Just wasn't
good. There you go.
Good.
Chris probably has never seen an episode of Good Morning Football.
I will tell you this. One of the new faces on the program, our guy, Akbar Baja Biamila.
I did see that this
good
morning.
Good for Akbar.
Yeah.
I hope everybody watches his segments.
Are you going to walk back your comments on Good Morning Football now?
No, I'm just laughing because they're jamming in more content than ever. I just think that's funny.
It's an easy way to say it. We'll see. Well, it's easy to say it. We'll see if it's actually true.
We'll find out if it's any good or not. I'll be the judge of that.
All right, let's go to our first contestant. I would say let's go with...
Do I need to get the dice out for you?
No.
All right.
Let's go with Luis in Lemon Grove.
Hi, hello, Luis. How are you?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, Luis. Are you there?
He's there.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
He's okay. Ready. Good
are
luck,
ready
Luis.
To play?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go.
You don't have to call Scraby, sir, by the way.
You can call me sir if you would like to.
No, you don't have to, though.
All right.
My boy's great.
Thank you. Thank you.
My Scraby.
Who got the win in Saturday's Padres-Braves game?
Dylan Cease.
Dylan Cease is correct. Nice job.
You said it, but I will second it.
You will second it? You didn't know, did you?
No, I'm seconding the fact that he is. You said this to me off the air, and I'm seconding it.
What?
He's the most inconsistent baseball pitcher I've ever seen.
I don't know about ever seen.
Ever.
He is pretty inconsistent.
He's got to be ever.
Lights out or mediocre.
He's not just good or bad. He's historically good. When he's good,
yeah,
it's seven innings, one hit.
Yeah,
when he's good,
strikeouts.
Yeah. When he's bad, he's out of the game in the fourth inning.
Yeah,
it's weird.
He's got time to iron that out the rest of the season.
We'll see.
All right, here's question number two, Luis. I'm going to name some players. You tell me what team they played on together. Austin Hedges, Connor Joe, Rich Hill.
What team did those three guys play together on, Luis?
Austin
the
Head.
Pirates. The Pirates is correct.
Luis. That's not Boo they're saying. That's Luis. Way to go, Luis. You got
all
one
right.
more to go for
wow.
the prize.
Third and final question. You get this right, Chris gets it wrong, you're qualified for Las Vegas.
Good luck. Here we go.
And then we get to hear some more hot takes on Good Morning Football from Chris. In the 1960s, only three players hit more than 50 home runs in a single season. Roger Maris, Mickey Mantle, and which other player?
In the entire decade of the 60s.
In the 1960s, only three players had hit more than 50 home runs in a single season. Roger Maris, Mickey Mantle, and what other player?
I'm going to go with Willie Mays.
Willie Mays. Wow! That is incredible.
Oh, wow. Luis, you're one of the best players I've ever seen.
Yeah, that is really good, I got to say.
Very good, Luis.
Stay right there. I'm going to get you in the break. You got to wait a little bit longer, though, because we got to talk about some things.
I got to just tell you right now, I have one thing to say in response to that performance.
What?
Luis. Luis.
You weren't booing him. You were Louie.
No, that was for Luis. Willie Mays, Mickey Mantle, and Roger Maris. Yep. Maris and Mantle famously did it together in the 1961 season after Babe Ruth's record. Maris got it largely because Mantle got injured and fell off the pace. Roger Maris was so nervous going after Babe Ruth's record. Did you hear? Do you know this?
I've seen the movie, yeah.
His hair started falling out.
Which
just
is crazy.
Just clops of his hair.
Because, by the way, he was on the same team as Babe Ruth, so it's not like the record was going to go to someone else.
Well, Maris and Mantle. But to come up with Mays, 1965, very good.
Stay there, Luis. I got into a wormhole of
well
Babe
done,
Ruth
Luis.
Over the weekend for some reason. I don't know why or how. But did you know? At one point in his career, he tried to track down a fly ball. He ran into a cement wall. He knocked himself out. He needed 5 minutes to come to. They put him back in the outfield. And he played the second game of the doubleheader that day.
Different days and
age. He legitimately knocked himself out by running into a concrete wall in the stadium.
They probably woke him up by splashing vodka in his
Maybe.
Face.
Maybe. They would put like bourbon. Yeah, something like that. But Babe Ruth... Like those, I kind of wish I could go back in time. They always say, "What would you go back in time and
you'd like to see Babe?
Scene?
You'd like to see the Bambino play?"
I just want to see some of those days where, like, hitting a wall and knocking yourself out doesn't mean you're out for 10 days. It means you're back in 5 minutes. The Bambino.
The fastest player in baseball history. All you have to do is watch the footage. Nobody gets around the bases like the Babe.
Yeah, that's hilarious. This is really good.
All right, Luis just crushed Chris versus the fans today. Knocked everybody out before it ever got started. So I happen to land on this page, Scraby.
Oh, no.
And while we have a minute.
I don't know about these things that Chris comes up with.
NFL.com. The page is the biggest storylines for each team this season in the NFC West.
Mm.
That's a division that you know something about, Scray.
Yeah, uh-huh.
49ers are in that division.
My guess is
what you
winning
got?
The big game.
Number one storyline, Brandon Ayuk.
I'm so over this.
Future continues to be the big storyline. He did not attend mandatory mini camp.
I
said recently it's likely he'll be in a Niners uniform, but let's not forget that the Niners spent their first round pick on a wide receiver, Ricky Pearsall.
I hate that argument, but it makes sense. I'm so over this Brandon Ayuk thing. I couldn't be more disenchanted. I've been using that word a lot lately. Disenchanted with the entire process of
number two storyline, you hit it. Can the 49ers finally win the big one?
Yeah.
Come on. They've won. It's not fair. This 49er team, maybe. But the 49ers have won 5 Super Bowls. Give me, you know, it'd be one thing if this was the Lions and they've never been there. But the 49ers have had plenty of success. I don't think that this is a stain on the franchise that they've, you know, just missed going to the Super Bowl the last couple of years. Honestly, I don't. I know you do because it's you have to live with it. Number three storyline for the 49ers, Brock Purdy.
What about him? Can he continue his great
Since
play?
Since being the final pick of the 2022 draft, he leads the NFL in winning percentage. He also leads in TD to interception ratio, 48-14. He threw all 14 interceptions in that one game against Baltimore last
he
year.
He did. You're right.
Man, that was bad. He does head into training camp fully healthy after spending last offseason recovering from a UCL injury. Yeah, I think Brock Purdy's pretty good.
Oh, you know, now you're admitting it, finally.
Oh, once they pay him, you're totally lost. You lose your advantage.
I think Brock Purdy will work for minimum wage if they asked him to.
Christian McCaffrey is the next big story. I'm not quite sure why. He's getting $19 million a year. He's the highest paid running back. He's also going to be on the cover of Madden 25. So they're worried about that, I guess. And then finally, the last storyline for your team, the Niners enter 2024 with a new defensive coordinator. Do you know who it is?
I can't remember his name.
Don't know your defensive coordinator's name, huh?
It's not Brandon Staley, is it?
No, you better learn his name because Tony and I are going to be making fun of the guy all year. So okay. You better get it down.
Why?
Well, because every time they give up, you know, two touchdowns, we're going to be on his case.
Who is it?
Your guy is Nick Sorensen, taking over after the club blamed last season's Super Bowl loss 100% on Steve Wilks, which was kind of a chicken bleep move, if you ask me.
I don't know that anyone ever blamed it on Steve Wilks.
That's what they did by firing him. Come on.
Well, it's okay to fire someone who had a terrible showing. They didn't blame him.
Did Steve Wilks have a bad coaching job in the Super Bowl?
I don't know.
Or did Kyle Shanahan?
To be honest, I don't know.
Yes, you do. Who were you more upset with after the Super Bowl? Steve Wilks or Kyle Shanahan? Don't change your answer.
I think the Super Bowl was lost the minute Dre Greenlaw tore his Achilles running on the field.
Excuses.
At least I have some.
All right. I could get to the Miami Dolphins storylines, but there's not time, and nor are they that interesting.
Hey, the chat is not going to get under my skin with this Brock Purdy thing.
Are they trying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 49ers won't win the Super Bowl until they have a legitimate quarterback.
Ooh! Shots fired from the chat.
I would like to see another quarterback that has been to multiple NFC championship games.
It's been to two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Survived one.
Yes,
he's got
a 50%
survival rate.
They didn't have a quarterback in their other one.
That was one of the most embarrassing things I've ever seen in the history of the NFL.
I don't know that it was embarrassing.
Not to the Niners, just to the NFL.
Oh, not to have an emergency quarterback?
That you get to a championship game and a running back is playing quarterback. It was the championship game. It wasn't just like some, you know.
No, Josh Johnson played quarterback.
Well.
Josh Johnson was also like put on the team earlier that week.
Yeah. I mean, this wasn't just like a Scott Hansen game on a Sunday.
No.
This was for all the marbles.
Yeah, they had no shot.
Gwynn and Chris comes back after a check of traffic. Good job by you, Luis.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Luis just schooled us on how to play Chris versus the Fan. Schooled the rest of us, I guess. Man, he was good. Got Willie Mays, who did the 50 home run thing in 1965. Luis was born 30-plus years after that.
Yeah.
Luis still knows, came up with the answer.
Luis knows his sports.
He did. He does. He's a big Lions fan, he said. So Scraby hung up on him and didn't allow him to win the prize.
That's not true
whatsoever. I can't believe you would do that.
That's not true.
Be so catty as to do that. Just because the Lions are going to take away your championship this year.
That is not true.
You're worried about it. Scraby and I were in the midst of counting down the top three most surprising teams in baseball this year. First half of the season, the time clock got in the way of that countdown.
Yes, it did.
So maybe somebody was waiting around to see how our countdown finished up. I had the Red Sox as the third most surprising team in baseball. You had the Pirates.
Yes.
So let's quickly do the top two.
Okay, I'm looking for our MLB music again. There we go.
All right, so your second most surprising team right now is?
Let me get back to my notes.
Oh, your notes. You don't have them memorized?
No, I do not. You go first.
Kansas City Royals are my number two most surprising team in baseball. The Royals, basically, year after year after year, they're at the bottom basement of the league. But not this year. 52-45, just two games back of a wild card spot in the American League. Royals get off to the very fast start. They've really kind of hung in there.
Yeah.
You know, I expected them to kind of fade by now. But here they are with 65 games to play, chasing Boston for that last wild card. Kansas City's my second most surprising team.
I'm going to say the Guardians.
The Guards.
They have been so good this year. There's never really been a moment where it's like, are the Guardians any good, or are they just on a hot streak? You kind of just know they're good, and they consistently win. They're 58-37, plus 85 run differential. And, yeah, my number two most surprising team is the Guards. I didn't think they were going to be as dominant as they have been in their division so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My most surprising team in baseball is the team with the best record in the American League right now. The Guardians.
Oh, wow.
That's right. The Guardians have a better record than the Yankees. They have a better record than the Orioles. They're clearly better than the, you know, Mariners and Astros and everybody else. The Guardians have the best record in the American League at the All-Star break. Who guessed that? Come on, nobody.
Nobody guessed that.
The Guardians were 76-86 last season. 10 games under 500, 11 games out of first place. Nowhere near a playoff spot. The Guardians.
The Gods.
I still hate calling them the Guardians, but, you know, we got to do what we got to do.
Yes, we do, Chris. We got to do what we got to do.
It really doesn't make a lot of sense that the Guardians are in place, the Commanders are in place, in a world where the Blackhawks and the Braves and some of these other teams still play.
Yeah.
That's the only issue I have, the inconsistency of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all.
My number one team.
Who's your most surprising team in baseball, Scray? Let me guess.
Okay. Go for it.
Oh, I think I know.
Who? I don't think you know.
Yes, I do.
Okay, tell me who.
I think you're picking a team that is named after a bunch of big old chubby guys sitting around a bar knocking cold ones down.
That is not true.
No?
I'm not a Brewer.
You're not picking the Brewers as your most surprising team?
No, and...
Wow.
I think this is going to be a controversial pick because... This team was not picked to be last or anything, and they're doing well. But the Houston Astros started out worse than any team that we've talked about today. And now they have worked their way back to over 500. They have worked their way back to one game behind the Mariners. They were so bad, Chris. Do you remember how bad they were? Josh Hader blowing saves every other day. They were just losing at an alarming rate. They were well under 500. Fans were starting to lose their mind. And something clicked with the Houston Astros, and they have been so good ever since.
They were 12-24. That was their low water mark.
That's pretty bad.
Since then, they've gone 38-22. So that's pretty good.
That is pretty good. But I'm surprised.
I don't see how you could make them a surprise team. They win the American League pennant every year.
No, I say they're a surprise team because they started out so horribly.
Because you gave up on them.
Yes, I think a lot of people did.
Yeah, that's not even a controversial decision. That's just a bad one.
Okay, thanks, Chris.
You're welcome.
I appreciate Chris's support today, even though I can't even remember which teams he said.
Not coming. No support coming your way. All right. When we return, we got a big five to get to.
Yes, we do.
And by that time, the home run derby will get underway, and you can just do play-by-play of Pete Alonso hitting the ball over the fence time and again.
What if it doesn't go over the fence? Then it'll be surprising.
It's all coming up on Gwen and Chris. All right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris, 4:36 the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., not here today. Matt Scraby. Alongside, by the way, coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, Scraby Chronicles. Scraby will take an hour to chronicle everything that's happened in the sporting world today.
You're complaining about nothing.
Don't know
to
how
talk
you're going
to
do that.
I was going to say.
As we continue to try and flail away at the sports world on this ho-hum of a Monday.
I haven't been to Wednesday yet, and I said Wednesday might be the slowest day of the year, but I'm beginning to rethink that, Chris.
Yeah, you're starting to think more about the Monday thing. It's been kind of a slow day. Did you get this story about Terrell Davis today?
He got arrested, I thought.
He did. Well, let's see. He was handcuffed and removed from a flight.
Oh, no.
following a false accusation by a flight attendant. I can tell you this. I've been on a flight with Terrell Davis before, not
really?
Me and him.
Oh.
But he was on it, and I remember this because it was with the women's basketball team, and they were all going crazy. That's Terrell Davis, Terrell Davis. He could not have been a nicer person.
Really?
One of the nicest guys I'd ever really come across. But apparently on this one, he was on a United Airlines flight Denver to Orange County. One of his sons asked a flight attendant for a cup of ice.
Okay.
Ooh, sounds like it's pretty risque. The flight attendant either didn't hear or ignored his request and continued past our row. I calmly reached behind me and lightly tapped his arm, Davis said. So he tapped the flight attendant's arm to get his attention and again asked for a cup of ice for my son. His response and the events that followed should stun all of us. And the flight attendant said, or Davis said, the flight attendant shouted, "Don't hit me!"
Did anybody else see this?
Davis said he had no further interactions with the flight attendant, but when the plane landed, the pilot asked all passengers to remain seated. Six FBI agents and local authorities aboarded the plane, placed him in handcuffs.
Seems like a lot.
United Airlines officials told the Denver Post that the flight attendant involved in the encounter has been removed from duty while we, quote, closely review this matter. There you go.
Sounds like we don't have enough information.
The airline says that this is clearly not the kind of travel experience we strive to provide.
Oh. You think so?
We're United Airlines, and we'll get you arrested at your destination. You can be sure of it.
Yeah. We'll have FBI agents waiting for you.
He said United Airlines, we have reached out to Mr. Davis's team to apologize. Sounds like they're apologizing, which tells me that they don't really think... Because I guess the only case the flight attendant and the airline would have is if Davis actually hit the person.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But he says he was just trying to, you know, tap the guy's arm and get his attention.
That's quite
I can only speak to this much about Terrell Davis, and that's the time I met him on that plane, and he just could not have been a nicer guy. Could not have been. Serious.
So, I believe you.
I don't know what... No, it doesn't really have anything to do with this.
No.
But I am assuming that somebody must have witnessed this.
Yeah. I mean, a whole plane full?
Yeah. So Terrell Davis, crazy stuff. I got to tell you, man, who you are and how little you did. But if six FBI agents boarded a plane and handcuffed you, that would be, you know, an experience that would be tough to, you know, to forget.
Yes.
Right?
That would not be a very comfortable experience at all.
No. And as he says here, it was in front of his whole family.
That's embarrassing. And in front of the whole plane.
Yeah. Okay, that's that. Here's traffic. Let's see if Scraby can beat that in the Big Five.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Danik. It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only...
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let's get into it, Chris. We'll try. We'll try to bring you something from the Big Five today. I promise I am into the Big Five today. And since we don't have any Padres... to start the Big Five. I'm just wasting time, if you can't tell, Chris.
What, you're still looking for stories?
No, I have all my stories. But there's no Padres news today, so we are going to start with this story.
Number five.
And number one overall NFL pick, Caleb Williams, has not signed his rookie contract yet with the Bears, the Chicago Bears.
That could be big.
Yeah, here is NFL Network's Ian Rappaport talking about it with NFL Network.
Williams, a little bit of a different story. Now, he is eventually going to get a four-year, $39.5 or so million fully guaranteed deal with most or all of his signing bonus up front. His situation is a little different because instead of an agent, he has more of, I would say, like a board of directors. He does not have an official NFL agent. He has an agent helping him, and then he has lawyers who are working on the deal. And sometimes, because of the way it's structured, this can take a little longer. Like many things in Caleb Williams' let's say off-the-field situation business, it is a little unorthodox, it is a little not usual, but still, I would be surprised if there was an issue here. And even if there is an issue, you're right, things don't really get really real until the veterans show up, so in due time, this one's going to happen.
He says in due time, but my question is to you, Chris, is why would you not sign your rookie contract? What's the problem? From what I understand, most rookie contracts are already basically written for you. Your first 5 years are a certain thing.
Here's my thing on Caleb Williams, and I do not know because I don't know him, nor do I have, you know, any insight.
Yes.
But I have two words that I would use to describe Caleb Williams from the outside looking in.
Okay.
Those two words would be high and maintenance.
Yes.
And I'd put them together.
And I don't think
he's necessarily high, but he definitely seems to be high maintenance. And he seems like the kind of guy that maybe with all these different people advising him, you know, just can't figure it out exactly what he wants or what he needs. But this doesn't really surprise me just based on kind of his game plan at USC. I'll say this. I watched Hard Knocks last week and Caleb Williams was on there.
Well, what do you think?
Because, you know, it was the New York Giants, and they were interviewing all the rookie quarterbacks.
Okay.
And they had the camera in the room while they were interviewing them. It was very interesting to see what Brian Daboll, the coach, and some of the others asked. One of the questions Brian Daboll asked Caleb Williams was, what are you going to do if you come to New York, we draft you or, you know, trade up to get whatever. You come to New York, you're with the Giants, you start the season 0-3. And you're struggling to learn the offense, and the media in New York is just crushing you. What are you going to do?
What
do
you say?
He said he's going to go back to the stands and cry with his friends.
No, he did not.
Like he did at USC.
No, he did not.
No, he didn't say that.
I was going to say.
He didn't say that. Of course he didn't say that, but I think that question seemed like it was born out of that incident, you know?
I mean,
he gave the right answer, whatever that, you know, whatever he was told to tell him.
I'll go back and work hard.
Yeah. Just keep working hard. Put my head down, work hard.
I don't necessarily.
I don't know. I'm worried about Caleb Williams' success. Maybe I'm. Like, if you ask me, is he going to be closer to Bryce Young or to CJ Stroud?
Bryce Young.
I think he's going to be closer to Bryce Young. I don't think I'm, you know, now CJ Stroud set such a high bar for a rookie quarterback, but Caleb seems like he just needs a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And I will say. They gave him a bunch of stuff, though. They gave him, who'd they give him? The wide receiver.
Oh, Keenan Allen. They gave Roma Dunze.
God, I mean.
He's got more support than Justin Fields ever had. But I will say Caleb Williams is one of five first-round picks that have not signed their rookie contract yet. But you're right. There's nothing wrong with doing things different. There's nothing wrong with doing things unorthodox, I think is the word that Ian Rappaport used. But to me, there is something wrong when you're making people wait on you. And I don't know that they are waiting on him, but they have a game, Chris, in like 16 days, right? August 1st is their opening game against the Texans.
In the Hall of Fame game.
In the Hall of Fame game. What? Yeah.
Caleb Williams seems
How
to
is
me,
he even practicing with the team
again,
right
this
now?
This is outside looking in because I'm not there, but he looks like a kind of guy that needs the spotlight to be on him, not the team. And I think it's he's going about it all the wrong way.
We're
going to
learn a lot about Caleb Williams this year and how he handles things, and I hope that he's good because
I hope he shows up early enough to even start on opening week.
Yeah.
You don't just roll into camp 2 days before the first game and they go, here's the keys to the car.
Yeah, you have to work at it all off season.
It's the NFL. I'm going to give you that.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I don't care who they have on that roster.
Seems a little strange to me. We'll see what happens there.
Number four.
Now to golf.
That was a good story.
Thank you.
I'll be the judge of the next four as well.
At the Scottish Open over the weekend, there was a rule used by Scottish golfer Bob McIntyre many people are annoyed with, even though it is a rule.
On the
16th hole yesterday...
Is there any sport that has dumber rules than golf?
You love golf. Will you stop disparaging golf? On the 16th hole yesterday, he hit it into the rough and had a really, really, really bad lie in the rough. And so some golfers thought, hey, if he was going to hit that ball, he may have gotten it 50 yards, and that was about it. But the rule said he can move the ball since it was so close to a sprinkler head, and other golfers were very annoyed because this was his get-out-of-jail-free card. He basically got to place it wherever he wanted in the rough to give himself a really good lie. He moved it to a better lie, hit a good shot, things went his way, and he ended up winning the Scottish Open. Chris, should you be able to make your lie better in the rough?
I should, but not him.
Professionals.
Right, yeah, I should, and I do.
Yeah, you just kind of fluff it up a
little
bit.
Kick it a little bit, yeah, give it a little tap.
Kick it a little bit.
You know. Because really, I mean, those shots are really hard sometimes from deep in the rough when you're just a regular golfer. But no, I think the pros should have to pay the price.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, I do. I'm not trying to pick on this guy, but, you know, if you land right on a sprinkler head or something, that seems fair to move, get a drop. But just because you're closer... That was part of the result of your previous shot, was it not?
Yeah, you get to move it like a club length or within a club length.
Sounds like he really got a huge advantage here, and maybe people are kind of just jealous that he got that, and they could have got the same thing. But the only way they could have got the same thing is to hit a bad shot like he apparently did.
Yeah.
So it doesn't. I don't know why golf is rewarding somebody for doing something not as well as the next guy.
I get
that
it. Everybody
weird.
Could have used this rule, though. Everybody in the field could have done the same exact thing and would have done the
but
same thing.
But you can only
thing.
Use it if you're within close proximity of a sprinkler head, which
you're probably not
going to be if you're in the fairway.
No, what I'm saying is if they were in his situation, they're doing the same exact thing as he did, and they're going to move it, and they're going to take the liberty of the rule.
Yeah, well, then take that rule out. Hit it where it lies. And you know what? When it's right up against the fence and you got to hit it left-handed... You got to hit it left-handed, don't you? You don't just get to move it out because you're up against the wall or the stands or something.
If it's marked as a certain area.
Well,
but, yeah, for the most part, you have to hit it.
Golf has so many, really, they do have dumb rules. Right. And I like golf now.
It's not dumb.
Number three.
It's dumb.
The Los Angeles Dungeons.
Listen to you protecting it.
I just called them Dungers.
Listening to you protect golf like you invented the sport.
Well, I can't remember. Old Tom Morris. Rolling the fairways
Laid
together.
Out the first rules.
Yes. The Los Angeles, not Dungers, the Dodgers, have received very little good news regarding their pitching staff in recent weeks, including Dustin May out for the year with a torn esophagus, which sounds fake, but also sounds like one of the most horrific things I've ever heard. A torn esophagus? How do you breathe? How do you eat? How do you sleep? I don't have any answers to those questions, but it terrifies me. But their three-time NL Cy Young Award winner could rejoin the starting rotation soon. Clayton Kershaw pitched three scoreless innings in a rehab start for AAA Oklahoma City on Saturday night. He allowed no hits, issued one walk while throwing 38 pitches, 23 of those are strikes. I guess I'm up first. Is Clayton Kershaw going to change the fortunes of the Dodgers pitching staff? No. I don't think so. I don't know what Clayton Kershaw has left, honestly. I don't know that he has much left. I think we're obviously in the twilight of his career. Don't think that he's going to come back and be like some Cy Young Award winner in the second half and help the Dodgers into a World Series or anything. I think he'll be good, but I don't think he's going to change the fortunes.
How about last year, Kershaw, 13-5, 2.46? That doesn't sound a whole lot like twilight to me. I mean, didn't sound like Cy Young.
He
won the Cy Young Award in 11, 13, and 14. So that's 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But here we are 10 years later. He's going 13-5, 2.46. That's really good. Really good. So I think he's going to help, especially with what they have right now. They're trotting out no names at the moment. So he's going to help them quite a bit. I mean, I don't know if you're going to say... He's going to win the World Series because of Kershaw. Probably not. Kershaw never seems to pitch well in the playoffs.
No.
It's not true that he never does. He's 13-13. So he's had his moments.
It was middle of the pack.
But, yeah, he's been middle of the pack.
I mean, it has been a key thing throughout his career, for sure.
It has. It's been something they have criticized him for often.
Number two.
All right, this is a sad story, but Minnesota Vikings wide receiver Jordan Addison was arrested Friday near LAX on suspicion of driving under the influence, the CHP said Sunday night. According to a police report reviewed by ESPN, a West Los Angeles officer found a white Rolls Royce blocking a lane of the I-105 westbound to Sepulveda Boulevard northbound. You bored over there?
Yeah, a little bit. I hate to tell you.
The driver...
You bored over there?
The driver...
And I'm like, yeah.
The driver, later identified as Addison, was asleep behind the wheel, according to a report. A DUI investigation led to Addison's arrest at 11:36 p.m. Pacific. He was released from custody Saturday at 1:36 a.m. Number one, I've been in trouble before the law. Never been released in 2 hours before, so I don't know what's happening.
You never posted like an $8.5 million check you either, post or whatever it,
no,
you can post.
No, there was no... The bail, I'm sure, was not that high. He's being held on a pretty unfortunately, common charge.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's up with the Vikings? We had a player a couple weeks ago die, not because they were drinking and driving, but someone else was drinking and driving.
I can't compare these two. I mean, Addison's, you know, you got to watch what you're doing and be careful and... You know, not drink and drive. I don't know how simple it is to, other than to say that. But the last, I shouldn't poke fun of it. But you know what? It's been kind of a tough day, so I'm going to poke fun of it. The last sports-related figure I think that they found asleep in his car was Tony La Russa. Put him in the Hall of Fame for it. So I don't think anything ever happened to Tony La Russa on that one.
And but, was that in Arizona, too, or something?
I forgot exactly all that, but was it Arizona or some? Yeah. I mean,
Arizona has very strict drinking and driving
come on,
laws,
Tony.
Too.
I just had to get a
no,
shot
I gotta
in
say,
Tony La Russa.
I got to say,
that.
Come on, Jordan Addison. Where's your brain, dude?
Yeah, like, it's bad.
You're driving a Rolls Royce. B, you were just found asleep on the freeway. Like, if I'm my former teammate, now head coach of the Vikings, Kevin O'Connell, I'm having some serious talks with my team. Saying, if you guys get caught doing this, you're not going to be around much longer.
Yeah, well, that'll be the day that a guy actually gets jettisoned from a team for that kind of behavior.
That's true. It's so funny how all of us in our lives get jettisoned from our jobs, but an athlete does something like this and they get they double down on how much they love him.
Or if you're Tony La Russa, you go right into Cooperstown.
Tony La Russa. All right.
Hey, Tony.
We got one more question for the Big Five, and it's a very... Are
Tony!
You calling him like he's a horse?
I'm trying to wake him up.
All right. More Big Five next.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one... The only...
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let's get into it, Chris. We'll try. We'll try to bring you something from the Big Five today. I promise I am into the Big Five today. And since we don't have any Padres... To start the Big Five, I'm just wasting time if you can't tell, Chris.
What, you're still looking for stories?
No, I have all my stories, but there's no Padres news today, so we are going to start with this story.
Number five.
And number one overall NFL pick, Caleb Williams, has not signed his rookie contract yet with the Bears, the Chicago Bears.
That could be big.
Yeah, here is NFL Network's Ian Rappaport talking about it with NFL Network.
Williams, a little bit of a different story. Now, he is eventually going to get a four-year, $39.5 or so million fully guaranteed deal with most or all of his signing bonus up front. His situation is a little different because instead of an agent, he has more of, I would say, like a board of directors. He does not have an official NFL agent. He has an agent helping him, and then he has lawyers who are working on the deal. And sometimes, because of the way it's structured, this can take a little longer. Like many things in Caleb Williams, let's say off-the-field situation, business, it is a little unorthodox, it is a little not usual, but still, I would be surprised if there was an issue here. And even if there is an issue, you're right, things don't really get really real until the veterans show up, so in due time, this one's going to happen.
He says in due time. But my question is to you, Chris, is why would you not sign your rookie contract? What's the problem? From what I understand, most rookie contracts are already basically written for you. Your first 5 years are a certain thing.
Here's my thing on Caleb Williams, and I do not know because I don't know him, nor do I have, you know, any insight.
Yes.
But I have two words that I would use to describe Caleb Williams from the outside looking in.
Okay.
Those two words would be high and maintenance.
Yes.
And I'd put them together. And
I don't think he's necessarily high.
But he definitely seems to be high maintenance. And he seems like the kind of guy that maybe with all these different people advising him, you know, just can't figure it out exactly what he wants or what he needs. But this doesn't really surprise me. Just based on kind of his game plan at USC. I'll say this. I watched Hard Knocks last week, and Caleb Williams was on there.
Well, what did you think?
Because, you know, it was the New York Giants, and they were interviewing all the rookie quarterbacks.
Okay.
And they had the camera in the room while they were interviewing them. It was very interesting to see what Brian Daboll, the coach, and some of the others asked. One of the questions Brian Daboll asked Caleb Williams was, what are you going to do if you come to New York, we draft you or, you know, trade up to get whatever. You come to New York, you're with the Giants, you start the season 0-3, and you're struggling to learn the offense, and the media in New York is just crushing you. What are you going to do?
What do you say?
He said he's going to go back to the stands and cry with his friends.
No, he did not.
Like he did at USC.
No, he did not.
No, he didn't say that.
I was going to say.
He didn't say that. Of course he didn't say that, but I think that question seemed like it was born out of that incident, you know?
I mean,
he gave the right answer, whatever that, you know, whatever he was told
I'll go back and work hard.
Yeah. Just keep working hard. Put my head down, work hard.
I don't know.
I'm worried about Caleb Williams' success. Maybe I'm... Like, if you ask me, is he going to be closer to Bryce Young or to C.J. Stroud?
Bryce Young.
I think he's going to be closer to Bryce Young. I don't think him, you know, now C.J. Stroud set such a high bar for a rookie quarterback, but Caleb seems like he just needs a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
But I will say. They gave him a bunch of stuff, though. They gave him, who'd they give him? The wide receiver.
Oh, Keenan Allen. They gave Rome Odunze.
God, I mean,
he's got more support than Justin Fields ever had. But I will say Caleb Williams is one of five first-round picks that have not signed their rookie contract yet. But you're right. There's nothing wrong with doing things different. There's nothing wrong with doing things unorthodox, I think is the word that Ian Rappaport used. But to me, there is something wrong when you're making people wait on you. And I don't know that they are waiting on him, but they have a game, Chris, in like 16 days, right? August 1st is their opening game against the Texans.
In the Hall of Fame game.
What? Yeah.
Caleb Williams seems
How
to
is
me,
he even practicing with the team
again,
right now?
This is outside looking in because I'm not there, but he looks like a kind of guy that needs the spotlight to be on him, not the team. And I think it's he's going about it all the wrong way.
We're going to learn a lot about Caleb Williams this year and how he handles things, and I hope that he's good because...
I hope he shows up early enough to even start on opening week.
Yeah.
You don't just roll into camp 2 days before the first game and they go, here's the keys to the car.
Yeah, you have to work at it all off season.
It's the NFL. They're going to give you that.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I don't care who they have on that roster.
Seems a little strange to me. We'll see what happens there.
Number four.
Now to golf.
That was a good story.
Thank you.
I'll be the judge of the next four as well.
At the Scottish Open over the weekend, there was a rule used by Scottish golfer Bob McIntyre many people are annoyed with, even though it is a rule.
On the 16th
hole yesterday...
Is there any sport that has dumber rules than golf?
You love golf. Will you stop disparaging golf? On the 16th hole yesterday, he hit it into the rough and had a really, really, really bad lie in the rough. And so some golfers thought, hey, if he was going to hit that ball, he may have gotten it 50 yards, and that was about it. But the rule said he can move the ball since it was so close to a sprinkler head, and other golfers were very annoyed because this was his get-out-of-jail-free card. He basically got to place it wherever he wanted in the rough to give himself a really good lie. He moved it to a better lie, hit a good shot, things went his way, and he ended up winning the Scottish Open. Chris, should you be able to make your lie better in the rough?
I should, but not him.
Professionals.
Right, yeah, I should, and I do.
Yeah, you just kind of fluff it up a
little
bit.
Kick it a little bit. Yeah, give it a little tap.
Kick it a little bit.
You know, because really, I mean, those shots are really hard sometimes from deep in the rough when you're just a regular golfer. But no, I think the pros should have to pay the price.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, I do. I'm not trying to pick on this guy, but... You know, if you land right on a sprinkler head or something, that seems fair to move, get a drop. But just because you're close, or that was part of the result of your previous shot, was it not?
Yeah, you get to move it like a club length or within a club length.
Sounds like he really got a huge advantage here. And maybe, you know, people are kind of just jealous that he got that and they could have got the same thing. But the only way they could have got the same thing is to hit a bad shot like he apparently did.
Yeah.
So it doesn't. I don't know why golf is rewarding somebody for doing something not as well as the next guy.
I get it. Everybody could have used this rule, though. Everybody in the field could have done the same exact thing and would have done the same
thing. But you can only use it if you're within close proximity of a sprinkler head. Which you're probably not going to be if you're in the fairway.
No, what I'm saying is if they were in his situation, they're doing the same exact thing as he did, and they're going to move it, and they're going to take the liberty of the rule.
Yeah, well, then take that rule out. Hit it where it lies. And you know what? When it's right up against the fence and you got to hit it left-handed, you got to hit it left-handed, don't you? You don't just get to move it out because you're up against the wall or, you know, the stands or something.
If it's marked as a certain area. Well, but, yeah, for the most part, you have to hit it.
Golf has so many, you know, really, they do have dumb rules. Right. And I like golf.
It's not dumb.
Number three.
It's dumb.
The Los Angeles Dungeons.
Listen to you protecting it.
I just called them Dungers.
Listening to you protect golf like you invented the sport.
Well, me and the... I can't remember. Old Tom Morris. Rolling the fairways
laid
together.
Out the first rules.
Yes. The Los Angeles, not Dungers, the Dodgers, have received very little good news regarding their pitching staff in recent weeks, including Dustin May out for the year with a torn esophagus, which sounds fake, but also sounds like one of the most horrific things I've ever heard. A torn esophagus? How do you breathe? How do you eat? How do you sleep? I don't have any answers to those questions, but it terrifies me. But their three-time NL Cy Young Award winner could rejoin the starting rotation soon. Clayton Kershaw pitched three scoreless innings in a rehab start for AAA Oklahoma City on Saturday night. He allowed no hits, issued one walk while throwing 38 pitches, 23 of those are strikes. I guess I'm up first. Is Clayton Kershaw going to change the fortunes of the Dodgers pitching staff? No. I don't think so. I don't know what Clayton Kershaw has left, honestly. I don't know that he has much left. I think we're obviously in the twilight of his career. Don't think that he's going to come back and be like some Cy Young Award winner in the second half and help the Dodgers into a World Series or anything. I think he'll be good, but I don't think he's going to change the fortunes.
How about last year, Kershaw, 13-5, 2.46? That doesn't sound a whole lot like twilight to me. I mean, didn't sound like Cy Young.
He
won the Cy Young Award in 11, 13, and 14. So that's 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But here we are 10 years later. He's going 13-5, 2.46. That's really good. Really good. So I think he's going to help, especially with what they have right now. They're trotting out no names at the moment. So
yeah,
he's going to help them quite a bit. I mean, I don't know if you're going to, say he's going to win the World Series because of Kershaw. Probably not. Kershaw never seems to pitch well in the playoffs.
Never
I hate
does.
To say
no.
this.
No.
It's not true that he never does. He's 13-13. So he's had his moments.
He was middle of the pack.
But, yeah, he's been middle of the pack.
I mean, it has been a key thing throughout his career, for
sure. It has. It's been something they have criticized him for often.
Number two.
All right, this is a sad story, but Minnesota Vikings wide receiver Jordan Addison was arrested Friday near LAX on suspicion of driving under the influence, the CHP said Sunday night. According to a police report reviewed by ESPN, a West Los Angeles officer found a white Rolls Royce blocking a lane of the I-105 westbound to Sepulveda Boulevard northbound. You bored over there?
Yeah, a little bit. I hate to tell you.
The driver...
Are you bored over there?
The driver...
And I'm like, yeah.
The driver later identified as Addison was asleep behind the wheel, according to a report. A DUI investigation led to Addison's arrest at 11:36 p.m. Pacific. He was released from custody Saturday at 1:36 a.m. Number one, I've been in trouble before the law. Never been released in 2 hours
before, so I don't know.
You
what's
never
happening.
Posted like a $8.5 million check. You can post it.
No, no, there is no the bail. I'm sure was not that high. He's being held on a pretty unfortunately common charge.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's up with the Vikings? We had a player a couple weeks ago die, not because they were drinking and driving, but someone else was drinking and driving.
I can't compare these two. I mean, Addison's, you got to watch what you're doing and be careful and, not drink and drive. I don't know how simple it is to other than to say that. But the last, I shouldn't poke fun of it. But you know what? It's been kind of a tough day, so I'm going to poke fun of it. The last sports-related figure I think that they found asleep in his car was Tony La Russa. Put him in the Hall of Fame for it. So I don't think anything ever happened to Tony La Russa on that one.
And but, he was that in Arizona, too, or something?
I forgot exactly all that, but was it Arizona or some? Yeah.
Arizona has very strict drinking and driving laws,
Tony.
Too.
I just had to get a
no,
shot
I gotta
in
say,
at Tony La Russa.
I gotta say,
that.
Come on, Jordan Addison, where's your brain, dude?
Yeah, like, it's bad.
You're driving a Rolls Royce. B, you were just found asleep on the freeway. Like, my former teammate, now head coach of the Vikings, Kevin O'Connell, I'm having some serious talks with my team. Saying, if you guys get caught doing this, you're not going to be around much longer.
Yeah, well, that'll be the day that a guy actually gets jettisoned from a team for that kind of behavior.
That's true. It's so funny how all of us in our lives get jettisoned from our jobs, but an athlete does something like this and they get they double down on how much they love him.
Or if you're Tony La Russa, you go right into Cooperstown.
Tony La Russa. All right.
Hey, Tony.
We got one more question for the Big Five, and it's a very... Are
Tony.
You calling him like he's a horse?
I'm trying to wake him up.
All right. More Big Five next.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.